Inside My Tub by Trina Broussard. She is here on my platform today. Phone lines are open. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, everyone. Call in. Call in. Hello, Trina. You're with me today.
I am. Thank you for having me.
All right. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Atlanta fans out there. Yes. Tell us how your music journey began briefly. What sparked your talent in singing? Whom was your inspiration back then?
Back then, definitely, I come from a musically inclined family, my mother and father. My mother's a singer and a piano player. I'm sorry. My father plays guitar and charts my music for big bands. And being the last of six siblings, it was inevitable to be a part of it after seeing my parents rehearse at home with like a 12-piece band that would include horns, percussions, Wurlitzers, Hammond B3 organs, and just just being around it consistently. Also, my grandparents, my grandfather, my mother's father, was a blues singer.
Oh.
Played piano as well.
Okay.
And my mother's mother, my grandmother, was also a singer as well as a piano player. She was
wow.
a minister of music at a church for almost 30 years. And so, again, as I mentioned, my mother's sisters, my mother's siblings, sisters are singers as well. So it was, again, as I mentioned, it was inevitable that I would be a part of it. And not to mention my own siblings, they don't sing, but their desire for music and their love for music. My sister Marion played bass and flute. My brother plays drums and guitar. And they just had, the other ones that don't sing, they just have an incredible ear for great
right.
music. So again, as I mentioned, I keep using this word, it was inevitable that it would happen, you know, because I was a part of it, around it so much.
Well, I thank you for coming on my platform, taking out the time for you to do this and tell a little bit about your history. When I heard Inside My Love, I'm like, that's her, you know, that's her. That's her right there.
Until I done
some research on a little bit your history, and I had no idea, you know, who you were, you know.
Right.
So, and you sang so natural, you know.
Thank
to me, you're like another Whitney Houston. It just is so natural. You just throw them vocals like it's nothing, and
Thank you so much.
And I love you for that. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Interesting you mentioned Whitney Houston.
Yes, yes. Wow. So we're going to talk about your new single, Dance Again. What's the brief story behind this track, this new single, and how long has it been out now?
It's been out probably about maybe 2.5-3 months. James Day is the writer for this song, this beautiful song. I actually did this song a couple of years ago for him, but this is a totally different version. Excuse me, where he added some more things to it and beautified it a lot more, if that's a word that I'm and, you know, made it a little bit more, I guess, for the jazz side or what have you. Again, as I mentioned, James Day, who has given opportunities for a lot of singers with his writing skills as well as his connections with a lot of people in the industry. He has given us an opportunity, many of us an opportunity, to still put records out, and we weren't even thinking about putting records out. And at the time when this record came out before, I wasn't doing anything at the time, and I wasn't recording at the time. I was still working on music, but I wasn't, you know, putting anything out as far as a single or an album. But he mentioned it to me. I heard it, and we worked it out. And he had mentioned it to me a couple of months ago that he was going to re-release it, and he had added a few more things to it. And it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful love story that talks about, I guess, you know, reflecting on a past relationship or what have you, and just coming to the conclusion that things will never be the same again. So we won't dance again.
Very,
if that makes sense to you.
It makes sense. Yes, it does. I understand that clearly. And thank you for that information. Here is Dance Again, everyone. Be right back.
Thank you. hurt too much the first time for us to just be friends. We've had our chance. You let it end, and I made a promise to myself that you and I would never dance again. You're like a fire.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You still got it. Oh, my gosh. Because when you blew that high note, oh, she still got it. I see it. So give us your website information and your social media information.
Sure. That's Trina Broussard at Wix.com. That's my website. We are in the process of updating it right now as we speak. My social media, Trina Broussard, for Facebook is Trina Broussard. And I also have a fan page on Facebook, which is Trina Broussard fan page. As far as Twitter, it's just my first and last name, Trina Broussard. And Instagram is first and last name, Trina Broussard.
All right. And thank you for that information. We have some callers that had called in and cut out. Caller, area code 801. Please state your name. Speak.
This is Gerald Holden. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Gerald. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah. Always good to hear from one of my favorites.
Thank you, Gerald. Gerald is one of my biggest supporters. He always comes to my show in D.C. He always purchases the merch, and he's always bringing people with him. Thank you, Gerald. Thank you. You have been riding with me from day one. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah, all right. You're more welcome to stay and listen in. We only have a few minutes left. I will play one more track. That is Adu. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did. You did pronounce that correctly. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And so what is the ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of this new single, Trina?
A lot of artists take time away from the industry, and people assume that, you know, when they come, when you go away that you are, you know, sometimes irrelevant or whatever. I'm not really worried about being relevant, but don't sleep on artists who take moments away from the industry for a while.
Right.
There's things that's going on behind that, but we are, you know, we go through life situations as well as people who are just consumers. And sometimes it gets a little gray in gray areas or whatever, but at the end of the day, I want you to enjoy this record that James Day wrote. And just look out for some more music to come too as well.
Oh, you did lovely on that. Oh, my gosh. So any online events, any Facebook live videos or live performances you going to schedule online?
I'm actually going to reschedule one for September. I had put up a post on Instagram as well as Facebook back in May. I put up a post to let everybody know I was going to do a live here at the house. And when the George Floyd situation happened with so much stuff going on, I just didn't think it was time to do it. So I pulled it. I actually didn't give him a date, but the actual date was going to be June 1st. But we just pulled it because it just wasn't the time. I was gutted at the time. I just didn't feel it. But we are coming back in September.
All right. And this single, where can it be purchased at on any of the music outlets online at?
You can find it on iTunes as well as Google Play. Just all of the digital platforms, you can find them on all of them.
All right. And thank you for all that information. You're welcome right now to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music journey. Go right ahead.
Yes, starting with James Day for the opportunity to do this song. Thank you so much. There is Bobby Brown, who I started out with, Dennis Austin, who was his MD at the time. Of course, Rasan Patterson, Pebbles, Babyface, who I have the opportunity to work with, Cherie Brown, as well as Rari Valverde, who has written on many songs with me, Carlos Ricketts, leading to folks like Trey Lorenz, Nelson Hunt at the time, who encouraged me to get back out there and do it, R&B moguls, Anthony Richards, as well as Corey Miller, who are the executive producers of Adu. I'm leaving some people out. I'm sorry. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But just for everybody who's been on the musical journey, my family, my mother and father, who are my biggest inspirations. I'm just grateful to everyone and all of the fans that have come through and supported me on every and any level. I'm grateful for it. I'm totally grateful for it.
Well, let's all give them an applause. And if they just receive you. Well, we're coming to a close to this showcase. I want to thank you again, Trina, for taking out the time on my platform. And you are more than welcome to come back on your future
music. I sure will.
Yes, I'll be looking forward to that. Any words of encouragement you would like to give before I close the show out with this one track I do? Any words of encouragement you want to give to those that are suffering out in this world today during this pandemic?
Take your time. What we are dealing with is not normal. It's okay. Don't let anybody rush your process of how and what you're feeling. All feelings and emotions are valid. I've heard several people say, you know, if you don't come out this way after the COVID, you're not doing this. No, this is not normal. I say take your time. Be gentle with yourself. Take it day by day. Actually, hour by hour, because things change consistently. But at the end of the day, you know, keep the faith. That's all I can say about that.
Wow. That's a lot. And thank you. That's so soothing. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I appreciate it. You are more than welcome to come back. Everyone that called in, thank you. Thank you for your support. And keep supporting, sending in your donations to keep me going and helping these independent artists worldwide.
Thank you. This is
Lady Diva signing out. Trina Broussard, everyone. Trina Broussard. Here is Adieu. This is Lady Diva signing out. Thank you all.
Thank you for having me.